Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We heard from the president yesterday. We are at least going to experience another 30 days of social distancing. We're going to talk with Sarah Ginsburg. Sarah has degrees in mental health counseling and elementary education. She graduated with her BS in psychology. And I want to ask you, Sarah, and you're kind of experiencing the same thing that I am. You have, I think you said you have a third grader at home plus a younger child. What is the most difficult thing to get through as a parent and being at the house all the time with the kids?
Hi. Well, first of all, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think we are all in the same boat right now. We are home. We've got kids of all ages. Their energy levels have not changed at all. It's just their environment that's changed. And we are sort of all trying to figure out at the same time, how can we have lots of different hats, right? How can we be a parent? How can we be a teacher? How can we still work our jobs, either full-time, part-time, whatever that looks like? Now we're also cooks and cleaners and gym teachers, and we're basically trying to do everything. And it's a lot, and it's a lot for all of us. And I just want everyone to know that we're all struggling with this. I think there's a lot of things we can do to make it seem more seamless and make it more manageable. And one of the really important things is giving yourself some type of schedule. I am not, you know, a huge proponent of sitting down with your kids for 6 hours and doing work. I think it's really stress inducing. I think it causes more anxiety. I think making something that will work for your family. So if you guys sleep late, if you go to bed late and sleep late, that's okay, right? You just start a little bit later. You can start your day at 9. If you guys are like my family, we all kind of shut down early and wake up early. We start our day earlier. And it has a rhythm to it, and it's familiar. And kids need that structure, and that schedule is really helpful. So we find that for our family, in the morning, we're most productive. And that's when I can really get them to sit down and focus on the academic parts. And, you know, the teachers have been so great in really providing content for us. You know, it's sometimes it does feel a little bit overwhelming when all the emails are coming in and I'm trying to figure out how to teach it all. But I take a deep breath and I come back to the present. And I remember that it doesn't actually really matter how much my kids are getting right now. This is what matters. Are they safe? Are they feeling loved? Am I doing okay? And are they happy? And if we can get those things right now taken care of, and they're not worried and have anxiety, and they're just moving around, moving their bodies, reading, doing fun things together, we're going to be okay.
Sarah, I have a question for you. I've been talking to a lot of my friends who have kids, and a lot of the things that I'm hearing is that giant family fight that's happening because you're all on top of each other and mm-hmm. you don't have spaces to retreat to. Can you speak to that, and what's a good way, you know, when you realize that you're in the midst of a fight, how to perhaps stop it, come away from it, come back and talk about what happened, that sort of a thing?
Definitely. So when we are fighting, sort of what happens, it's that reptilian brain, right? And what we can't hear what other people are saying. We are in our own narrative, and all we want to do is kind of yell and get it out, and we're angry. That is not the time to talk to your kids about solutions. So when that fight is happening, if you can have enough sort of self-restraint, you just say, right now I'm feeling frustrated and I'm going to walk away and take a break. You know, you don't need to give your kids times out, but you take a time out. Go in your room, you scream in your pillow. I mean, you wouldn't be the first one to do it. Take a shower, lock your bathroom door, do whatever you need to calm down, because kids are giant mimics, right? So if you're coming out there guns blazing and screaming, that's what they're going to end up doing as well. And you need to be the parent. So you take a break. When you've calmed down, later on, you schedule a family meeting. 7 o'clock tonight, family meeting. Meet me in the living room. And we say, listen, how are we going to figure this out? You guys are such good problem solvers. I know you can figure this out. Help me out. What can we do when we're feeling cramped, when we're feeling overwhelmed? Give me ideas. They love being up for the challenge, and they actually have really good ideas, better ones than you would have come up with.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're speaking with Sarah Ginsberg, who works in mental health. She works with grade school kids at a school outside of Boston. I want to ask you this, though, Sarah. You know, we talked a lot about families and being in the house together, and Kennedy's single. She lives at the house, her and Elvis. And you know, my mother-in-law, she lives by herself, and it's been really tough on her. What would you say to people that are single, that are home alone, and the best way that they can deal with the kind of the isolation?
You know, that's huge. There's a lot of people that are isolated right now, and it can take a toll on you. And I just heard in the intro that Kennedy has two new puppies, and right away I sort of had a big smile and thought, yes, she nailed it. I mean, you have all of this sort of connection and touch and love and cuddles, and you're caring for something. And that's incredible. For people that don't have pets in the house or don't want pets in the house, which is completely fine, you have to put yourself out there. You might be expecting people to be reaching out to you, FaceTiming you, trying to see you. It doesn't always work that way. People can be very sort of self-absorbed in these moments. And it's not when there's no judgment. We're just all dealing with it. And so you need to proactively reach out. Decide that maybe around at the afternoon, the late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'm going to FaceTime or reach out to two people every day. I'm going to force myself to do it. I'm going to check on maybe an older person that I know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reach out to a friend. I know I've had a few virtual happy hours with my girlfriends at night on a Zoom call. Yeah, and it's been great. I mean, I've actually really enjoyed it, and it sort of got me out of my own head and my own reality, and just make an effort to have that social connection, because we need it as humans.
All right, Sarah Ginsberg, who is a therapist here in the Boston area, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us, Sarah. That meant a lot to us.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm really grateful that I have this platform to be able to talk and help people and hang with you guys, so thank you.
Have fun.
Have to come back.
Yeah, have fun with that Common Core math, too, with the...
Oh, man!
All right, we'll talk to you later.
There she goes,
Sarah Ginsberg, who is a... She has a master's degree in both mental health counseling and in education. She graduated with a BS in psychology.
Better.
Yeah, I think it's great to understand that, you know, our mental health is just as important as our physical health, and it's just a very weird place. None of us have ever experienced this. This is something that is a once in a, you know, 100-year event, and we're all just trying to figure out how to deal with it. And some of us deal with it better than others, but we just have to know that we got to reach out and kind of keep an eye on our neighbors and our friends and our family.
Yeah.
I actually saw a positive come out of this, and I don't think I mentioned this to you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I saw my Aunt Beverly comment on my mother's Facebook page the other day, and I'm telling
Aunt Beverly.
Well, and I'm telling you, my mother and my Aunt Beverly have not talked in probably 3, 4, 5 years.
Wow.
So maybe this event is leading to a positive, causing two people to reconnect.
I've talked to my dad more in the past, I don't know, 2 weeks than I've talked to him in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So, see, yeah, there's some positive that's coming out of this.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.